Welcome to the Inner Peace Podcast with Joe Siegel. I want to take a moment to say how much I appreciate each and every one of you who listen to this, everyone who has reached out to me through social media, especially Twitter, and expressed their kindness and caring and compassion. May that love and caring multiply 100-fold in your lives today. I want to share with you a special audio program that I created for myself to access my subconscious mind so that I can reprogram it for health and happiness and success in life in every way. So I can affirm the person I know I am, I've always known I was, and that I've chosen to be today. And so I created this audio file as a type of self-hypnosis file to listen to while I am in the most susceptible frame of mind for self-hypnotic suggestions, which is right before I'm going to bed or just as I'm getting out of bed in the morning. And the subconscious mind operates our life on automatic. It controls the vast majority of the things that we experience in our life. It controls our breathing, our autonomic systems, our blood flow, and most of our thoughts happen at a subconscious level. These are thoughts that happen because we've created habits of thinking the same things, some 70 to 90,000 thoughts every day that happen quietly in the background. And many of them are thoughts based on the fearful ideas and stories that we've heard when we were children, when we were first forming our idea of who we are in the world and how the world works, listening to our parents, our teachers, our siblings, our friends. And some of those don't serve us as we grow older, as we grow up, as they say. And so what we can do is we can learn to lovingly speak to ourselves with kindness, caring, and compassion, and replace that story, that chatter about who we are in our mind that gets in our way, that sabotages us in our life goals, and replace it with a loving, caring, compassionate inner ally, a voice that's our coach, our own coach within us, our own mentor, our own friend and inner ally that reminds us of who we really are. We are a vessel of the love that creates the universe. We are magnificent, unique, perfect in our very imperfections, in all the things we worry about. That's what makes us beautiful and perfect. And we have a mission and purpose, a goal in life to love and be loved, to express ourselves, to learn things and grow and share things with each other and the world in our own way. And to find that, to find our calling, to answer our calling, and to share it in meaningful ways with others so we can help them do the same. That's the way I see my life and life here and in this existence with all of you. And so talking to ourselves with a voice of kindness is a way to create that energy and that creates our life, because our life is energy. All of life is energy, the energy we create by our focus, by our actions, and by our repetitive thoughts, which become feelings and become habits and the things that make up our life. And so I created this file of this affirmation of my life, which is very personal to me, but I wanted to share it with all of you to kind of live my life on the outside, because I like to keep my heart and my soul on the outside so that it can resonate with people and attract others who are vibrating at the same vibration of kindness and caring in the world, so we can help each other. And so that's why I'm sharing this with you now. And I believe if it could inspire you to create a sound file, and a life affirmation file of your own story you want to live, you want to create for yourself, then I will be very happy if what I've done is inspiring you. If the words in some way bring you peace, then that also makes me very happy. And so I offer this for your consideration out of love and compassion for the goodness I see in you. And thank you so much for listening to my podcast, which I've created to help people out there to find more inner peace, more calm, and more solidarity as we help each other. Thank you. I feel calm and peaceful. I allow myself to feel calm and peace, serenity, and healthy from every cell in my body. My hands and my fingers are healthy. My legs and my toes and my feet are 100% healthy. My mind, my body, and soul are in alignment with my higher good and perfect health. I accept my health and prosperity happily. I allow my body and mind to work well together towards peaceful harmony and loving self-sufficiency. I release any anger, resentment, and judgment towards myself or others. I let it go adrift to the universe that is all love and capable of absorbing any negativity, hate, resentment, and anger from within me, from my past, and my Akashic records, and my future. All of that anger and hate and resentment, all of that self-judgment, I let go to the universe, to God, to Gaia, to the Great Spirit, to absorb from me and cleanse from me. I release it lovingly into the universe because I do not need it anymore and it does not serve me. Fear does not serve me. Anger does not serve me. Resentment does not serve me. I accept what is with love and humility. I accept this moment with love and gratitude and humility. I let go of the walls I have built within myself in my past to keep me from myself, from my greatness, from my creative side, from my intelligence, from my prosperity, from allowing people to give me compliments in the form of financial success. And I see money and prosperity, wealth, and having enough to experience the joyful life as my birthright, a good thing, a powerful thing, a sacred thing. And I welcome this sacred wholeness, this holiness of seeing my self-worth as a beautiful being on this earth, here to help myself, my family, and my community as my sacred birthright. And nothing will stand between me, no walls will exist inside me or around me to keep me from the love that is me. And that love includes allowing goodness and energy, which is prosperity, and wealth and income is energy, flowing in a healthy way to me, and being able to empower myself to do the good that is my life in the best way I can, from my heart and mind and soul, to help myself, to help my family, my community, my nation and world, and my God. I accept the prosperity within me, the greatness within me, placed here as a seed from God to flower and grow and bloom and seed. I accept that greatness happily, joyfully in my life, and I let go of any blocks that I have built to keep this growing
flower of love and happiness and health and prosperity from reaching to the sun and growing and spreading its leaves to soak in the light of love and sacred light of holiness into my life. I release my fears and anxieties, past resentments and judgments, angers at people who have harmed me, angers at people who have abandoned me. I let them go with love. I see them surrounded by love, by pink light that heals them and lets them go on their way. And I attract people to me who see me for the good person that I am and surround themselves and me with positive energy, with supportive energy, with love and kindness. And I attract the love and kindness outside that I know is within me. I attract more people to me who are here to help me to become a light unto others, to become self-sufficient in every way, to become prosperous and successful and self-fulfilled in every way. And I attract these people and to me, and I welcome their advice and their love and kindness and their thoughts. I welcome the jobs that they offer me. I welcome the possibilities that they bring to me, and I seek to be of service to them and to the higher good of myself, of them, and this planet. I release now from the depths of my soul all of the walls and blocks that I have placed around me, thinking it would keep me safe from harm and judgment and negative people. I see those walls disappearing, washed away by the light of the day, disappearing, washed away by the light of love, of kindness, of who I am. My spirit shines, and I accept my goodness. And that shining light burns away the darkness of fear and judgment and anger and resentment. It burns it away so it can no longer exist within me. It can no longer exist at the subconscious deep levels of my mind. They are gone. They are rewritten, replaced, overwritten, and written again with love and support, humility and happiness, and self-confidence that I am here, a bright, shining spirit of good, intelligent, creative, good human being, worthy of good things in my life. And that is what I record into the depths of my subconscious. I accept them to overwrite any thoughts and ideas in my subconscious that are stemming from fear or anger or resentment. Those no longer exist. They have been erased. And through the power of God and love and light, they are replaced with the ideas and knowledge that I am safe and loved and loving and kind, intelligent and good and worthy of others around me of similar vibration who are kind, loving human beings, supportive of themselves and others and me, to do business together, to build things, to make things, to have a more fair and just world, not just for others, but for ourselves, one that rewards us with beautiful things and surrounds us with beautiful people like we are. I accept this kindness because I am kind, because the God I love who loves me is kindness. The God I love who loves me seeks peace and harmony and prosperity and shares peace and kindness and prosperity. And fear and resentment is an illusion. It is a cloud that drifts by on the sky and goes off into the distance, revealing the clear blue sky of love, of unrelenting love and health and kindness and prosperity of every kind. I release my fears, my angers and resentments to the God of loving kindness to take them from me and replace them with self-love, self-kindness, self-confidence, and good health. For I am here to be a good human being on the earth. I am a good human being, worthy of love and good health, and I accept that love and good health. I accept it in every form, from nice people and beautiful experiences and the beautiful earth upon which I walk, and jobs that I need that are interesting and inspiring and creative and economically, financially rewarding, so that I can have a rewarding career to do good work, to do good things, because I am a good work done by God, and I am worthy of this, and I accept it, and I attract it. I attract this kindness and prosperity and energy flowing to me at every level of the universe, vibrating at a higher rate and higher rate, lifting my spirits to happiness and happiness in every way. I accept it and draw it into me like a huge magnet of love. I pull it into me like a vortex of love and kindness and prosperity, and I return it out tenfold around me to the world, to help others to be healthy and happy and kind to themselves and others. And this is my path I choose on earth, that I have chosen to come here. And I let go of that which I do not need anymore. My past fears from my childhood were from when I was a child. My resentments are from when I was in the darkness. But now I am in the light. And I see that those things were untrue. Those things were unreal. What is real is love and kindness and safety and prosperity and health. That is real. That is life. That is why I accept at the core of every thought I think, it has a seed of love and peace and kindness and prosperity. Every feeling I have comes from needing and wanting to be loving and loved. And I accept love. I accept being loving. I love myself. I forgive myself. I allow myself to be in a supportive, loving relationship with life, to experience and process the sweetness of life in a healthy way, to let go of that which passes to me and through me that is not serving me, and to let it pass by effortlessly as I move forward in life, attracting kind people and kindness in myself, to myself, with love and strength and resolved, resolute in my determination to be a strong and kind and supportive and successful man in this earth, to make good works and goodness my path, and to experience the greatest rewards of life, the kindness of others, because I am worthy, we are all worthy of kindness and love and happiness and health. And I too am worthy of these things. So I accept them from the very core of my being, from the heights of my highest consciousness, from the core of my deepest hidden subconscious. I allow and accept and contract with myself to be loving, loved, valued, valuable, and prosperous in every way. And that which does not serve me, fears, self-judgment, those things bounce away from me. They may come, but they will go. And what stays and resides and what abides within me is a deep, pervasive, resolute knowledge that I am capable of and worthy of good health in every area of my life, of kindness being inside of me towards myself and others, of beautiful prosperity, of people, of kind people, of having enough work to do that pays me well for the work I do well and the work I do from the best I can inside of me to help myself and others. People want to do business with me and they need my help, and I attract them so that I can be of service to them, to help them to be healthy and happy and fulfilled and help their lives to be more prosperous. So I open myself up to be of help to them, to be of help to me, to work for our higher good, to be prosperous in every way. And I accept this prosperity with every breath in, every step I take, every movement I make. I accept this great prosperity and this great task in my life to work towards the higher good of all people, of all the planet, to help us be prosperous, to help us all have enough to eat, shelter, love, good health, and these things that we all need as we walk on this beautiful earth together. And I accept this mission from the highest place of myself and my soul, from the God of my love and my heart. I accept it, and I accept this health. I accept my birthright of prosperity and success at this time. And I release that with, I had carried with me the burdens of fear and anger and resentment. I do not want them nor need them, and I let them go to God. I let them go to the universe as I rise from every moment, as I rise to meet my true, loving, highest self and higher good self. I see a Joseph Siegel, a spirit of love and kindness, of intelligence and compassion that is worthy of great things, of great people, of great prosperity. And I accept that as my natural mode of being, of living life. With every step I take, I am healthier. I am wealthier in every way, and money and prosperity and success is good. And I am, because I am a good person, I know that, and I welcome it, and I see all of life for the love that it shines in it, and I see the love and light and within everything and everyone who I come in contact with, and I do not allow the fears and judgment of others to pierce my circle of love and compassion. I am a force of healing and compassion on this earth, and I attract those who are seeking a life of higher energy and healing and love on this planet. I release that within me which stands between me and healing in every way, mind, body, and spirit. Healing is my healing is my natural state. Healing and being one is my natural state of mind, my natural state of being in my body and my spirit and my emotions. I am a healer, healing, and healed human being, attracting the highest good in people and shining my light as a loving, kind person around me so that I could see more beautiful things in life and others around me can see how beautiful life and they really are. And I call upon all of the forces of nature, all of the angels and spirit guides who are looking out after me my whole life to hear this proclamation that at this time, with every breath, I accept my healing. I accept my rising to my highest good. I accept prosperity at every level in my life to be magnified and increased as things that are good and healthy and happy and beautiful flow in increasingly wondrous and great, easy to see ways to me and in my life in a happy, joyful, surprising way that I come to expect good things happening over and over again, meeting great people, meeting wonderful, loving people, doing wonderful, loving things on the earth, and sharing hugs and happiness, and joining groups of good people working on good things, and making all the money that I need to do all the things that I want. It easily comes to me because now I choose and accept my birthright as a happy, healthy, loving, intelligent, worthwhile human being. And as I wake up in every breath, as I wake up with every step, I feel myself growing stronger, happier, healthier, wealthier, impervious to doubt and to fear. It bounces off of me and is replaced by love and good cheer. And this is the way I live my life now, as a happy, healthy human being who does the work I need to do healthily and happily every day, making great progress and being happy with the progress that I make to be a kind, healthy, prosperous, successful person. And I accept this, and I am grateful for this life I have. I am grateful for every breath. I am grateful for my good health. I am grateful for all the wealth increasing in my life in higher and higher levels. I am grateful for the good people around me. I am grateful for the loving family around me. I am grateful for this earth and all of the life within it and my being connected to that. I am grateful for the power of life. I live in a essence of gratitude, and every breath I take brings me more health, brings me self-confidence, self-assurance, good spirits, good cheer, good sense of humor, and happiness. And people see that in me, and they feel better about themselves when they're around me. They like to do business with me. They love to talk with me, and I love to listen to them, because we are all one. And in that oneness is love and power and safety and healing. And I accept this now in my life, from my past and my future, this health and healing, this wealthy living, prosperity and good fortune. I accept it, and I see the power in it all around me. But this is the reality of life.